Okay, we're in Perekhov Beis, and we're up to in Hilchos Shabbos, and we're discussing the some of the halachas that apply to Ohel Kavua and Ohel Arai. So as we know, you can't make what's called a permanent tent, and you can't make what's also known as a temporary tent. And some of the cases of making a temporary tent are important. For example, a classic case would be if an Ohel Arai of being a problem is if I have two chairs and spreading a blanket out on each over each chair, which like kids sometimes do to play underneath that might would be considered an Ohel Arai. So the Rambam is going to continue with cases like this. Halacha Chav Ches, he says, Ein Tolan Es Akila. Okay, so you're not allowed to hang a canopy, right, over a bed. Shrein Nasis Tachtea Ohel Arai. So let's say you have a bed with bedposts in each corner. You can't hang a canopy over that. However, umutu laniach mita v'chise v'tarskol, right? Excuse me, v'traskol. V'af b'shiyase tachtein ohel she'ein zederech asiyas ohel lo kevav lo arai. So, what's he talking about in this type of furniture cases? Well, the best example to think of is a foldable table, right? So, you know how like at a kiddush on Shabbos they'll set up a foldable table where it's really, in other words, the legs are underneath it, and then they pop the legs down and then pick up the table. So technically, when you do that, you're creating, in a sense, an ohel arai, because in doing so, now you have a covered area underneath that a person could crawl under if they wanted to. So the halacha is we don't consider that to be an ohel arai, because that's not how you make an ohel. So even though on a functional level, you can argue that I could use that space underneath as a covered area, that's not considered a problem of ohel arai, or else you won't be able to use, people won't be using folding tables on Shabbos. Okay, halacha chav tes. Okay, kol ohel mishupa. Now, what's an ohel mishufa? Literally means a hyper slanted tent. Okay, she'ein begago tefach v'lo b'pachos mishlosho samach legago rochav tefach hareza ohel arai. So it doesn't matter. It's almost, if you think about it, it's kind of like what a teepee looks like, but much narrower. So imagine I make an ohel out of a very firm material, but the space, there's never more than a tefach in width inside that area. Okay. Going all the way down three tefachim, that's automatically considered an ohel arai. Okay, but osa lechachila b'Shabbos pater, and therefore if I did it on Shabbos, it's pater avalaser. Okay, that's the first case. Second case is talitz kfula shahayu alei achutin sheitzluya bahen me'erev Shabbos. So let's say I have like a talis, a beged, whatever it might be, that is folded over on erev Shabbos, right? And it has on it clips. Okay, that are holding it on the end of, let's say, a clothesline. Okay, mutar lentoso, mutar leparko, v'chein aparoches. So you'll be allowed to actually spread it out. Okay, so there'd be no problem just stop spreading it out on Shabbos itself, and the same would apply to a curtain. So again, in this situation of spreading it out, even though there's a chashash of ohel arai, it's considered not a problem. Okay, lacha lamed, kilas chasanim literally means a bridal canopy. Okay. So a bridal canopy, she'ein begaga tefach, ve'ein bepachos mishlosha samach legaga rochav tefach, okay? Ho'ovihi misukenes lekach mutar lentosa, mutar lefarka v'hushlo tehei mishleshes malamita tefach. So basically, the Rambam applies the leniencies that exist by the slanted tent to the case of a bridal canopy, which again, you can't have the gag area of the ohel being wider than a tefach, and there's no area of three tefachim in width below that, okay? It's considered made for that purpose, so therefore it would be permitted to use on Shabbos, okay? Pakak achalon, okay? Now, that's what it called, something that's used to close, a curtain that you use to close your window, okay? Like a drape. Bizman shehu misukan lekach, api she'eino kasher v'eino talei mutar lifkok bo achalon. So you're allowed to use a drape that would use to close the window. You'd be allowed to use that on Shabbos, okay, even if, what it called, since we say, as long as it's made for that intent, meaning it might be a problem if you just stomp hung up a blanket, but if it's something that's made purposely for to cover the window, then it will be fine. Okay, now Lach Alamad Aleph is also an interesting one, okay, Kova She'osin Ala Rosh, okay, so that's talking about a hat, all right, so if you have a hat, V'yesh Lo Sofa Makefes Shehi Oset Sel, okay, Kumo ohel al levusho mutal lavsho. Okay, so what's the case? I have a hat, and I have a very wide brim. Okay, and the brim provides shade for me. Okay, that's considered mutter. Okay? So it'd be mutter to wear that hat. So you can see sometimes people, like certain Borsellino hats have a very wide brim. So that, according to the Rambam, again, even though if as long as the, you know, since the brim is, even though the brim is providing shade, and in a sense, when I put the hat on, it's like an ohel, right? It's not considered a problem. V'mehotzi mina begadim saviv l'rosho, okay? But let's say I'm wearing something on my head, and I'm able to extend the cloth that's on my head over my face, o keneged panav, k'mo ohel, right? V'ayeh mehudak al rosh, right? And it is really tight on my head. V'haysa safa shehotzia kasha b'yoser, and the area that I the area that I extended out is very firm. K'mo gag aser, measure also ohel all right. So it was, to think of what the case would be like is, imagine I had a hat and I was able to, there was like an insert that if I pressed the button, let's say, a firm visor type thing would extend out of the hat to cover my face and my eyes. That would be a problem because then I'm making the ohel arai by doing that. Okay? Okay. Halacha lama beis. Okay. Hanote parochus uchayotzeba. All right. So if I hang up a curtain, so I just have to be careful not to create an oho when I do that. So if it's a very large curtain, so then two people should hang it up together. One person should not do it. Okay. Okay. Let's say it's a canopy that has, it's going to have a gag in it. Then you shouldn't do it at all. You shouldn't open it up, even with 10 people. Because no matter what's going to happen, is at some point, it's going in constructing it or putting it together, it'll form an ohel arai. And finally, he ends off with halacha lama gimel, beged shemechase bo pia chavis. Okay, so let's say you take a piece of cloth and you want to cover over a barrel with it. Lo yechase bo es kula. You shouldn't cover the entire barrel, meshenase ohel, because now you're making an ohel. But you cover up a little bit of the opening, okay? So I'm going to think about it. Again, if you had a trash can, you can't cover the trash can completely with a piece of cloth. Hamisanein bikfifa mitzris, okay? Let's say you're filtering using this type of Egyptian filtering system. Lo yagbia karkaya sakfia minakli tefach. You shouldn't pick up, the bottom of this fifa's mitzris thing over the thing you're filtering into. Because when you lift it up, in a sense, you're creating the tsura of an ohel arai. So that's really the furthest extent that the isra goes of ohel arai to what it called to that extent. Because with part of the barrel, you're not considered. It's not considered an ohel. It's only an ohel when there's a gag, and the gag must cover it completely. That seems to be the case by a barrel. Okay, parak gimel. Parakhov gimel. Now, the first halacha that we're going to do here actually may not sound to have practical applications, but actually does when it comes to opening up bottles in Shabbos. And I'll touch on that at the end of a couple of these halachas. So Rambam says in halacha Aleph, ha'osa nekev shu osli l'hachnis l'hotzi. Now, again, that's a very abstract idea, but because when you think of making a hole in something, which is osa nekev, you don't think of a direction. You think of just making a hole. But in halacha, since halacha is more of an abstract system, we do think of that. So, for example, if I busted open a barrel to get something out of it, okay, so now I'm using the hole to remove something, but I'm not going to put anything into it, okay? Sometimes, though, I can make a hole where my intention is the hole should be bidirectional, that something should go in, that something should come out. So the Rambam says, if you make a neck of a hole, shu asu l'hachnis ulahotzi, right, so that's made for stuff to go in and stuff to go out. Could go nekev shibulula tarnagolin. So the example is you have a chicken coop. So you make a hole in the chicken coop. Shu asu lahachnis aora ulahotzi hevel. What's the purpose of the hole in the chicken coop? It's to both bring in light and to allow the foul air that collects in there to escape. Hareze chai mishu makev patish. That's considered your chai because of of makev apatish. Why? Because the lul is not complete in its function until I have these holes. Okay? So once I put those holes in the lul, now I'm considered over makev apatish. The vika gazrua kol nekev. So now, because of the issue of making a bidirectional hole, the chazal came along and misakin on any nekev. Afilo haya asu lahotzi bavad, or lachnis bavad, even if it's unidirectional. Shema yavo lasos nekev shechayavin alav. Because if I can make a unidirectional hole, I'll come to make a bidirectional hole. Okay, and therefore, that's why I don't make a new hole in a barrel or in a bottle, for example. A barrel is a better case. I will not do that, nor would I make the hole bigger. But I can open up an existing hole. Okay, so as an example of that, by the way, is let's say it's temporarily sealed over. I'd be able to open that up. So he's talking about like a chavis of yayin. So if you have a chavis of yayin, you're going to have like on the bottom of it where like the wine dregs collect. So I can't make the hole underneath that, because if I do it underneath there, I'm trying to drain out something that's in there. So that would be a problem specifically there. But in general, the halacha is that when it comes to a hole, a hole that's already existing, there's no problem in opening up that hole, which has very important implications on opening up bottles in Shabbos. Okay, halacha beis. Now nokvin begufa shachavis. Okay, so that's a case where you make a hole in a seal that's connected to the barrel. It really refers to like a spout, but if you make a hole around the sealed area of the spout in the barrel, lahotz yimena yayin. Okay, to release wine from it. Uvachi kavena milmala. Okay, and it's only if you would open it from the top. Okay, meaning the top of the barrel. Avam mitzida from the side. Usser meishu kamisakin kli. But if I make a hole to get wine to come out on the side of the barrel, then I'm improving the way the removal of wine from the barrel. Okay, shover adam esachavis. Now this is important. I can break a barrel. Okay, lechom en agrogris. So because what we would say there is that I'm not making a hole that I'm going to use. And it's like a constant usage. I'm destroying the barrel when I break it open. So even though technically there's a hole, right, it's considered a shvira of the chavis, right? Ovachli skavin lasos kli, as long as my intention is not to make this thing into something to store. So again, I can break open the barrel, okay, because usually my kavana is, when I break it open, is that I'm not going to be using this to store things anymore. Okay, well, maybe adam chavis yayin, umatiz es rosha besayif. Okay, so another halacha is that I can bring a sealed barrel of wine in, and I could take my sword and just chop the top of it off, lifnei orchin, before the guest vino choshesh, shein kavanaso el laharos nedivos liba. Because the reason why he's bringing out this bottle of wine is that he's trying to show how he really gives away wonderful wine to his guests, and not necessarily to make a viable hole inside the barrel. Okay, so lacha gimel, ukeshem she'asu liftol kol nekev, kach asu listom kol nekev. Okay. Just like I can't make a new hole, so too I can't seal off a hole. So I can't seal off a hole in a barrel, even with something that I don't spread. And even if there's no schita. So for example, if I took like a piece of wood, to seal up an area, there's no problem with schita or mismarech there. I mean, no spreading or squeezing, but it doesn't matter. I can't seal it up. But let's say I put some food there to store it. Let's say I put like an apple, and it was a hole about the size of the apple in the barrel, and I put the food in there to store it there, and it happens to cause the nekev, the hole, to be sealed up. That's mutter. Another instance of this, it's permitted to do harama, meaning a guy can say wink wink, he could put the apple in there knowing full well he doesn't necessarily need to store it there, and he knows he's doing it because it's going to end up sealing up the hole. But we say that in that case, harama is mutter. Okay. All right. Halacha dal leads into more issues of makke v'patish, and some of these actually, when I bring this up to people, they think I'm from a different planet. But this is open halacha from the Gemara down the Rambam, and it's something to take seriously. Okay. Kol davar shu gemar malacha chayv lemishu makke v'patish. So we know already that makke v'patish refers to any action that is the gemar malacha, okay? Meaning it's the last step, so to speak, in the malacha, okay? Uminaze hagorer kol shehu o mesakin kli be'ezet davar shisakin chayim. So that's why, if I file down an object at all, or if I replace something in an object, I fix something in a kli, I'm chayiv, okay? Lefikach asur lahashmiya kol shel shir b'shabbos. That's why I'm not allowed to play musical notes on Shabbos, bein b'kli shir, whether it be with something that, what do you call it, is a musical instrument itself, kagon kinoros or nevalim, bein b'shar dvarim, okay? So not only can I not use a musical instrument, I can't even use something else that may not be considered normally a musical instrument, but I'm playing music with, okay? Afilu lahakos be'etzba ala karka, o al haluach, okay? Even to tap my finger or snap my finger on the ground, okay? O achas keneged achas, kedera hamishorim, right? Or again, that's snapping fingers. So I can't tap my finger on the ground. I can't snap my fingers to keep beats, okay? O lekashkesh es egos latinok. Or even to, literally it means, take like a walnut or a type of nut and shake it, right? In front of, like a rattle, in front of a tinok. O lesachek lo bezug, okay? Kadesh yishtok. Or again, also similarly, to basically like ring a bell, okay? So that the child will be quiet. So all these things are usur because of the concern that will come to fix a musical instrument. All right, halacha hey, and this gets even more shocking. Okay, ein misafkin v'lo meraktvin, right? The ein mitafkin b'shabbos. So I'm not allowed to like drum. So again, like take my hands on the table and drum along. Nor are you allowed to dance. Nor are you allowed to clap your hands on Shabbos. Okay. Gzera shemitakin klishir. Okay? That's an open halacha. You're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. I mean, it's clear. You can't. So, ulasape kalachriyad mutter. But I can clap on the back of my hand. So I can, instead of going like this, I could take take my hand and slap it against the back of my other hand. Okay? All right. Ain't shatin al panei amayim. So I'm not allowed to swim. That's another interesting one, which is not quite understood clearly today. I can't go swimming on Shabbos, okay? Why? Okay, now not because of Rechitza. Shema, Gzera Shemitakin Chavashal Shaitin. So what's going to happen? If I go ahead and swim, okay, I'll end up making like a float, okay? I'll make like some like a raft. Brecha Sheba Chatzar, but let's say I have a pool that's in my Chatzar. Mutala Sheba Socha, okay? I'm allowed to actually swim inside it. Shein Obo Lasos Chavashal Shaitin. Right, because I'm not going ahead and making a raft. Okay, so he was referring to a nahar, like in a river would be a problem. V'hu shahayilah safa mukafash shol yakar men amayim. As long as the pool has an edge, okay, so meaning it comes up, so the water won't flow out. Kadesh yeh heker v'hefresh beino b'niyam. So this way, it's a clear differentiation between the pool and the sea. Okay, Allah Chavav. Okay, ein choskin shforferes shalkane. So let's say I have a reed, okay? So I'm not allowed to go ahead and cut it, because in doing so, it's an improvement on the usage of the reed, and that's considered misakin kli. Now, let's say it's already cut. Haisa chasucha afa pi she'eda misukenes, okay? So if it's already cut, okay, even though, what do you call it, I didn't adjust it, okay? I didn't, like, fix it at all. Okay, so if it were set up before Shabbos, I'd be allowed to use it to put into a hole, because again, it'd be like a straw, a hole in a chavis and Shabbos. The hotzi mena yayin, right? Ein choshen shem yisakin. So we're not worried. I'm gonna go ahead and fix things as a result. So again, I could take like a preformed reed straw and stick it through an existing hole that exists in a wine barrel on Shabbos. The asulaniach Allah shall hadas, uchiyotuba besocha nekev shall chavis. Okay? I can't take, for instance, a hadas leaf or branch and stick it into the hole of the wine barrel on Shabbos, kadeshi kaleach as a yayin, right? Because what would I gain by doing that? It'll help the wine flow out, meshehu kaose marbas b'Shabbos. Because what am I doing? It's like making a faucet. Okay? So it's interesting, that's a different halacha. If I slide the hadas branch in there, I'm gonna make it so it functions like a faucet. Okay. The ein shovrim as hacheres ein koren es aniar meishuk masakin kli, and I'm not allowed to what it called to break a what it called a piece of earthenware or rip a piece of paper. Okay. What it called because this is considered like masakin kli insofar as the chavis is concerned.